Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 415. Today, I want to have a really important and powerful conversation with you. This is going to be really, really important for any of you that might find yourself at a place in your business and in your life where you're struggling, kind of balancing the whole work and family thing. You know, maybe you're working really hard trying to reach success, or you've already achieved success and you've built a big business and you're feeling like you're constantly being pulled in these two different directions. It's like when your business is doing well, that means you're sacrificing your family. And when you're present with your family, you're always feeling guilty about not being in your business more or doing more. If this feels like something that's kind of resonating with you on a deep level, today's episode is absolutely for you. I want to share a different perspective on the whole leading by example thing. I think that most of us have a very narrow viewpoint, a very narrow lens in terms of what that means. And I want to share with you that there are certain moments, certain seasons in our life where the definition of that actually changes. And leading by example doesn't always mean you out there hustling and grinding and working really hard and doing all the things. Sometimes leading by example actually means working way less. So stay with me on that. I want to share with you a story, something that happened to me pretty recently. I had a conversation with a leader in the profession, somebody that has built a very successful business for herself and is a to-be-expecting mother due in the next couple of months. And, you know, any of you that have given birth understand that the months leading up to the birth are not the most pleasurable. And then, you know, if you throw into the mix having to try to build a business with, you know, hormones and barely any energy, and it could be a little bit of a challenge. And so we were kind of, I was just curious and I was asking her some questions and we were talking about, you know, I think the question I asked her is, what's life going to be like for you once you have the baby? You know, how is that going to change your relationship to work? And I think that's a really important question. And, you know, she shared with me a struggle. She said, if I'm honest, I'm really struggling with this because I feel bad because I'm not leading by example. For my team, I'm not showing up on social media every day. She's like, I barely have enough energy to get out of bed and I don't feel like getting on video. And she's like, I'm just not showing up. I'm not leading by example. I feel guilty. And this is actually something I hear a lot. I've done an episode in the past on this. It was quite a long time ago about a story of a client of mine that had just had a brand new baby. And we were on a coaching call. And first of all, I was like, why are you on this coaching call? Like, you should be with your baby. But she was like, I had to get on the call. Like, I'm talking about like less than 30 days, new baby. She's like, I wanted to hop on the call because I wanted to ask you this question. She said, I'm feeling really guilty about not being there for my team. And once again, I think all of this stems from this idea, this kind of construct that we have, that we only have one singular job as a leader when it comes to like being an example, and it's what we're doing and how hard we're working. And so it kind of brought me back to this conversation that I was having with this particular woman. And I shared with her, I said, could I give you some advice? And she said, absolutely. I said, here's the best piece of advice I could give you is when you have that baby, be there for that baby and be a mom and focus on that priority and don't worry about your business. I said, what have you been working for? And I see this all the time is that, you know, I see these people that they sacrifice so much and they work so hard to reach this level of success and build this business. And they never give themselves permission to actually relax and enjoy their success. You know, when you see it show up in a smaller way when somebody can't even take a week's vacation without being plugged into their phone and their team. And, you know, that's one thing. But when you take something as such a significant life-altering event as having a child, and then you're talking to a woman that is beating herself up, like this client that I mentioned earlier, she wasn't even enjoying being a mom because she was constantly feeling torn. And I'm like, in what universe does this make sense? You've waited the better part of your adult life to have a child. And you're not even allowing yourself to be present there to this child that needs you more than anything else in the world. And so like what I'm proposing is maybe this idea that maybe leading by example isn't always what we do. Sometimes it might be what we don't do. Here's the belief shift and then maybe the perspective shift I want to give some of you. Your team is watching you. And here's what that means, is that they're watching what you do and they're looking at you as the potential model for what their life may be on the other side of all the hard work that they still have yet to do. Hey, just wanted to jump in here real quick because I've got one big ask for you. Look, you know we don't advertise on the podcast, and my intention is to not sell or pitch you on the show this year. We just want to deliver free content that is 10 times better than what you paid for to help you transform your business. So my ask is this: help me spread the word of Love, Serve, Grow so we can change lives, help people that are struggling in their business, and transform our profession. The only way we can do that is if you take the time to rate, review, and share this podcast. So that's my big ask. Just take a few seconds right now, wherever you're listening, leave a review. It would absolutely mean the world to me, and it might just change the life of someone else. So thank you so much for being a part of our community. And so I think about this woman that I was speaking to. I said, how do you think it's going to look to your team for you to be showing up on team calls the week after you have a new baby, or to be answering their messages and do it like actually plugged into your business? How do you think that's going to look? I said, you're only seeing it from this perspective, the thing you've been conditioned, which is your value and your worth as a leader is really tied to what you do, right? Got to be there for my team. Now, here's what's driving this, is it's really this inner sense of kind of self-worth, imposter syndrome. It's like we're making all this money and we're successful and we feel like we have to go out and prove ourselves to the world and to our team every day. And so I'm going to just work my way into feeling worthy because then I'm being a good leader. But that's not always what a leader is. See, as a leader, one of your most important jobs is to be the example of what is possible in a business like this. And I went through this myself. We talk so much about freedom in this profession, time freedom, do what you want, be your own boss. But at the end of the day, when you look at most really successful people, they don't even give themselves the ability to be free. They are owned by their business. So here I am with this new mother. I said, here's the number one responsibility you have as a new mom. Show your team that you have the freedom to do that and not worry about anything else. I said, leading by example for you is doing nothing except for being a mom. And I'm going to share with you an actual, like, practical reason why that would be the best thing. And so for you, it might not be having a baby. For you, it might be kind of taking a sabbatical for a week in your business or going on a vacation and just forgetting about your business. Like, we feel like if we do that, like, the wheels are going to fall off. And the truth of the matter is it's not. And so what I was kind of coaching this woman through is I said, be the example. Show your team why working hard is worth it. Because I had a mentor of mine early on in my career that never let up. And I loved it in the beginning because he was always there. Anytime I needed him, I could text him at midnight on a Sunday. He'd get right back to me. And in the beginning, I was like, that's pretty cool because I have this support. But then I reached a level in my business where I was kind of like in the middle tier of leadership and I was really grinding it and feeling stuck. And I was constantly looking at him as like, well, okay, you know, this is why I'm doing this. And at one point was like a good thing started to become a bad thing. Because anytime I can message him, he was always working. Anytime I talked to him, he was always working. Saturday, Sunday, morning, night, didn't matter. And so I started to create an internal resistance around even wanting success. Because I would think, man, if I'm working this hard now, like, what's it going to take for me to get there? And not for nothing, like, I signed up to work hard to enjoy your life, and I don't see people doing that much. And so, like, can you imagine as a new mother not even giving yourself the grace and the freedom to be able to focus on that for the season of life that you're in? I said, here's what it's going to do, is it's going to kill your leader's belief. It's going to do so much more damage to your business than it will do good. Because now all of a sudden, what we start to do is we start to plant this seed that you either choose business success or a life that you love. I said, your job is to show them that they can have both. that all of the hard work allows you to live the kind of life that you want. And look, if you're talking about somebody that's just motivated by money, they may not care. But if you're talking to somebody that is more motivated by freedom or purpose or meaning, that is going to be deadly to their belief system and to their vision for what they want to create. And so in this case, leading by example is doing nothing in the business. Now, listen, we don't just like check out and show up 30 days later and be like, hey, how's things going? That's not a good business plan. But here's how this does become a potentially really good thing. So as I was kind of coaching this person and counseling her, I said, here's what you do. You do two things. I said, first and foremost, you have a conversation with your key people and you let them know what you're going to do. Say, look, you know, I'm about to have this baby and, you know, I'm not feeling like being really present right now. And so I am excited because I now have the ability to really give myself the freedom that we're all working so hard for, that I'm going to give myself the ability to have the freedom to be able to tend to this most important part of my life, like this season that I'm in. And so that means I'm not going to be around as much. But here's the thing, this is going to be a great opportunity for you. And by the way, in sharing that, you know, it might not be pregnant for someone else, but you might say, and you want to know what? I'm super excited for you because there's going to be a season of your life where you're going to be able to experience this freedom. Maybe it's taking a 30-day trip. Maybe it's having a baby. Maybe it's just being able to be with your family or travel or do something that you love. Like, you're reminding them why we do this, right? And so that's what that's doing, is they're not thinking, oh my God, so-and-so is not going to be here. What am I? They're thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. I can't wait till I'm there. So what you're doing is you're actually starting to help them have a bigger vision of what's possible for them. So you say that. But then at the same time, here's what you do. You tap them on the shoulder and say, look, here's the reason why I'm telling you this. This is going to be a really great opportunity for you too as a leader, because you're going to get to step up. Because I'm going to need some people. And look, I trust you and I value your leadership. And I'm excited for you, because while I'm kind of gone during this season, and I won't be completely gone, but I'm just not going to be doing the team calls, and I'm not going to be, so I need you to be able to help with that. And I'm excited for you, because on the other side of this, this next season for you, you are going to grow so much, man. You are going to step into leadership, and you might tap people on the shoulder that don't even really see themselves in that light yet. And this is a chance for them to be able to step up. So by you being gone, that void is filled by other people. They rise up to the challenge. And so what I do is I don't just present it to them as I'm telling you what to do. I present it to them as here is an opportunity for you to grow, for you to be more of a leader, and for you to really elevate yourself and your business. And I said, what you'll find is in your absence, people will transform. And so like going into this, put that plan in place today. For you, it might be a 2-week vacation. Put that plan in place ahead of time. You know, I would even go so far as this. I've coached other people through this. You know, you might say, maybe you're taking a 2-week vacation in the summer and you just want to check out. Like, I'm talking about no business. And maybe there's not stuff going on during that time. I believe so much in what I'm telling you. I would actually plan things to happen during my absence that other people would have to run. I would plan a 14-day challenge, activity challenge on my team that I would have absolutely nothing to do with other than the ideation of it and the planning of it, that other people would run completely. I come up with reasons. I schedule a training call during that 2-week time on a specific topic of their choice to make them do things that they normally wouldn't do. It is such an opportunity for you to help elevate other people. But going back to what I said, leading by example is not what we always think it is. And let's think of this just on a minor, small, little micro level. You know, even when I was grinding in my business, I was always a huge proponent of one day a week, there's nothing business related. I'm not answering messages, or for me, it would be there's a certain time at night where if a message comes in after, let's say, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm not responding because I'm with my wife. And like, you've got to learn how to create boundaries around the way that you work, or there is only one possible destination for you, and it is burnout and it is failure. Because if you can't do this, you are always going to feel like you have to choose between your business and your life. And the truth of the matter is, it's not true. Most of what you think you have to do in your business, you don't even have to do. Trust me. And here's where the real kind of like hit to your ego comes in. I coach leaders through this all the time. They'll check out for a couple of weeks or 30 days and their business won't skip a beat. It's like, if you've done things the right way, you've built that foundation. Now's the time to actually enjoy it. And so I just think this is a message we don't hear enough, that, you know, being a great leader and leading by example isn't always about what you do. Sometimes it's about the life that you live. It's certainly the person that you are for other people to see. So that's my message for you today. Hey, good to be back. Took a little hiatus from the show. I have been inundated creating new training content for our Love, Serve, Grow program. I have created more lessons, more trainings in the last 90 days than I have in the last 2 years. And so I've been really busy, but I'm on the other side of it, thankfully. And so that means I'm going to be getting back to consistent podcasts. And I'm also going to be hanging out with all of you on Instagram live again, probably starting in the next week. I'll be going live in the mornings again. So if you used to hang out with me there, please make sure you keep your eye out. I should be back really soon. So thanks for hanging out with me today. Hope this message really connected with some of you. Hope it was what some of you needed to hear. Love all of you for being a part of this community. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.